The government's sending a warning to motorists with faulty airbags. If you don't get them fixed, you won't be getting a warrant of fitness. The Takata Alpha airbags have caused injuries and fatalities overseas due to faulty deployment, and the recall of affected cars is one of the biggest in New Zealand history. The dodgy airbags have been removed from about 85% of affected cars, but the Transport Agency wants a final push in the remaining weeks of the year. And today, the Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister revealed more than 10,000 cars have yet to be fixed. Katie Todd reports.
In the busy mechanic workshop at Honda Cars Christchurch, a small hatchback is getting its Takata Alpha airbag inflator replaced. It's a 5-minute process to pluck out the tiny cylinder and swap it, at no cost to the owner, but it might save them from hundreds of deadly sharp slivers of metal exploding from the steering wheel or dashboard in a crash. Since the country's largest compulsory vehicle recall was launched last April, about 70,000 cars have gone through the process. Manufacturers and transport agency staff have written to every other car owner who could be affected. But today, Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Chris Farfoy revealed about 12,000 cars remain on the register. Some might have even passed their latest warrant, but that's about to change.
If someone goes in for a warrant as of January the 1st next year and they've got a car that is flagged as having an alpha airbag but it hasn't been repaired, it won't get their warrant of fitness until that is changed out.
Any new imports that might have the Takata Alpha airbags have been stopped at the border. Chief Executive of the Motor Industry Association, David Crawford, says most of the vehicles on the register were imported as used cars. They include Hondas, BMWs, Isuzus, Mazdas, Nissans and Toyotas, and those manufacturers will pay for the repairs.
These cars are typically in the age of about 2002 to around about 2014, but the bulk of them are 2002 to around about 2010-year-old cars, and they are both New Zealand new and used imported vehicles.
The Takata Alpha airbags have caused injuries and fatalities overseas due to faulty deployment, but to date there's been no incidents with them on New Zealand roads. But Transport Agency spokesman Michael Aitken says people can't assume they're safe.
That's great that it hasn't been in New Zealand, but any one of these at any time could cause the sort of damage, serious injury or death. So they're just a high risk. It may or may not happen, but it's just too big a risk to have driving around the country.
Chris Farfoy says reaching every last car won't be easy, but he's pleased with progress to date.
I think it's going to be tough because some of the cars have been on the road since 2004. Some of them might not be on the road again or, you know, on someone's front lawn and not being used anymore. We're really happy with 85%. To the stage, we didn't think we were going to get this far when we set out on this journey, so that I think is kudos to the way that we've worked collectively alongside the sector as well.
Anyone who thinks they might need to bring in their cars for a new airbag inflator can visit the Right Car website to check. In Christchurch, for Checkpoint, call Katie Todd, 10A.